Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
It reminds me of the, for those of you that watch Monty Python, right? And now for something completely different. So they're a lot of fun. If you open up your bulletin in the center section, we'll have a copy of our sermon notes as we dig into the Christmas story. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how Christmas is all about interruptions, about God breaking into the story of our lives, breaking into the world, and using ordinary people in some extraordinary ways. And the challenge for all of us is to break out of this habit of we're just going through moments on the calendar. And in a couple of days, we'll go through Christmas, and then we'll move on to January, and life just goes on pretty much as normal. The challenge for us today and throughout Advent is to ask ourselves, how is God trying to break into your life? How is he trying to interrupt the normal routines that pretty soon become routine, and then they become ruts, and they become rituals, and they stop having any meaning whatsoever? We're just going through the motions. Our life becomes motions without meaning. They become a series of events that are strung together, but there is no purpose to them. What we're asking this morning is, how do our lives mean something deeper, especially as a result of Christmas? Christmas is the beginning of our story. It's the beginning of God with us, walking with us, challenging us, lifting us, and inspiring us to something more, teaching us about what the kingdom is really like, and then inviting us to be a part of it, inviting us to be active, to get engaged. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about those special characters in the Christmas story for whom God kind of tapped on the shoulder and said, I want you to be a part of this story. I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. And sometimes they yielded. And sometimes Mary and Joseph, although they didn't fully understand, they yielded to what God was doing. There are other characters that you've read about innkeepers that could have been part of the story and were too busy to notice. We talked about shepherds that were kind of the outcasts, that were just kind of lonely people out in the fields watching sheep when God burst into their lives. This morning we want to talk about a group of people that there's not a lot known about them, but we have different parts of our traditions that include the wise men, the magi from the east. We have some background and some information about them, but part of what the Gospels are sharing is this part of their journey into our lives. And I want to look at their story, and especially a verse that comes right at the end that maybe we've never really noticed before, never really thought much about, but as I was reading over it and thinking about it this week, it really seemed to jump out at me about what they would have gone through at this moment. And so we're going to open up and we're going to look at a life of detours. Certainly the Magi had their life all planned out. They probably were very prosperous where they were in the East. But when they began this journey, it didn't go quite according to their plan. And sometimes I wonder about us. I wonder if today you have ever faced a detour in your life, a moment where your life was going down a path. Everything was exactly the way you had designed it until that moment came and something said, it's time to get off here. It's time to go a different direction. Time to change who you are and how you interact with life. So for all of you that at some point or another have encountered a detour, somebody that has encountered one even today, or especially for those of us that expect that they will come again in the future, this message, I hope, will speak to you. Will you join with me as we open up God's Word and let it speak to us this morning? Will you join with me as we share what's on the screen? This is God's word for my life in this place and at this time. Today, I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I know he has a purpose for my life. This is the story of the Magi, but listen particularly towards the end of the story. Reading from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, go report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen, when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. They opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father God, our lives are sometimes filled with challenges and detours and uncertainty. Help us, O God, to keep our ears open, our eyes looking for the future, and continuing to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever faced your own detours? Those moments when life is pretty much going in a rhythm and something happens. There's some out of the blue event that somehow changes the course of your life and how you interact with people that day and for the future. When I hear this story, the thing that kind of jumps out at me, particularly at this point, is the detour that the Magi had to encounter. In those days, as they took the journey from the east, they would have traveled the highways at that time to Jerusalem, a common stopping point to resupply, and then they would have taken the common road to Bethlehem or to Nazareth, wherever the family was, and they would have had that interaction. And yet, at the very end of it, it says they were warned to go by another route. Now, very often we just kind of slough that off and we recognize that maybe they chose another path. But in those days, it wasn't that simple. Their whole caravan, their whole train would have had to find another route, another kind of circular route to go around all of the popular places, all of the destinations. It would have taken a lot longer and they'd have had to go a lot farther out of their way. All because they had been warned in a dream. And I wonder if we have sometimes, if we had been in that place and somebody got up and said, "I think we ought to go a different route." Now, imagine you're going home for Christmas. Maybe some of you are going to be traveling, and I suspect many of you, if you're going to be traveling these holidays, you're going to be planning on driving the interstate highways. On the interstates, you make good time, you get there fast, there's very few distractions, you can get there in a quick, speedy fashion. But imagine that you're getting ready to go home and you get up and somebody says, "You know, I just feel like we should take all the back roads to get there. We should try and get to Pennsylvania through Grafton," which is kind of a nauseous way to go. How would you respond to that? Are you crazy? Think about how easy it is to go this way. There's nothing wrong with this. What's wrong with you? And so when God interacts with the Magi in a dream, He's inviting them to go a different route. Will you trust me in this new detour that they've encountered? You see, sometimes when we deal with our own faith journey, when we deal with Christmas, we like a nice, neat, orderly package. Most of us have a nice little nativity set that has the magi there with the shepherds, the animals, and everybody is serene, and they don't tend to move very much on that scene. But that's not the way life is at all. Life is filled with uncertainty, and all of us, I bet, at some time can think in the back of our mind of some detour that challenged who we are and the path forward, perhaps challenged even our faith. But it's those detours in our lives that reveal more about who we are and about who God is. I like this quote that was shared in your notes. The best discoveries always happen to the people who weren't looking for them. You see, detours are those things that kind of come out of the blue. They're inconvenient. They're unpredictable. They're often very challenging. And they force us to lose control. You see, sometimes when you're going down the highway and things are blocked off and you have to take a detour from what you had planned, there's a sense of anxiety that develops. Where are we going to go? How are we going to get to where we want to do? How much longer is it going to take? But it's in those moments of uncertainty and challenge that we discover more about who we are and about what God is trying to do in our lives. So whenever somebody comes up and asks you to be a part of something, invites you to be a part of a ministry team, or invites you to be a part of a small group, it will challenge the normal habits and patterns that you've established. It is a detour sign. Maybe it's time to get off and try something new. When I look at these stories, especially about the Magi, there's a couple of things that I think really kind of jump out about detours and why detours are not things to be avoided, but sometimes they're put in place in order to help us along the path, help us along our faith journey. The first thing that we learn from this story, especially about the Magi, is as they take their detours, detours have value to them. Did you notice that the value that they have for our story? You see, the Magi are not really, at this point, are not really clear why they should take this detour. They're being warned that they shouldn't go back the way they came. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Have you ever said that to somebody? Have you ever had somebody say it to you? You can do that, but I wouldn't do that. I've seen that played out in other people. I just wouldn't do it. The Magi are warned that Herod is not all that he seems. Now, at this point in the story, we don't have the whole killing of the innocents. They're warned that Herod is not what he seems. Don't go back the way that you came. Trust me. Take a detour. And as a result, what happened? It saved Jesus' life and the life of Mary and Joseph. There are other things that are happening in your detour. There are other people that are watching you and your behavior. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, talks about grief. And he talks a little bit about how we as Christians, we have this internal hope that sustains us. And he says, other people are watching you. Unbelieving people, people that are lost and alone, they're looking for something to believe in. They're watching your behavior. What you do affects other people. Have you ever thought about that? That you are the expression of Christ to other people? Those little detours challenge how we will respond. And very often, they challenge how we understand who God is in our life. They have value not only for our own faith development, for those that see what we're doing. Detours have value. Certainly, detours require faith. Right. The Magi certainly stepped out on a limb by following a star all the way to Bethlehem, all the way to Nazareth. They followed the star. They trusted the star. But now they have a new calling. Go back by the long route, not by the super highways, but take the little roads all the way that wind through the wilderness areas of Judea. Not through the safe, secure ways, but take the dangerous path. That requires great faith. How's that going to happen? What's really going on here? I don't have all of the answers, but I have this feeling that God wants me to do this. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, said, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." There's a tendency here for the Magi to say, "I just give up. I'm going to go back. This is the fast way. It's the secure way. And above all, it's the easy way." How many of us, if you're given a choice, you can either do it the easy way or the challenging way? Which one would you choose? But if you throw in, what is God calling you to do? Where do you find God inviting you to be a part of the story? Is it on the easy path or is it on the challenging path? The Magi had to wrestle with that. And sometimes when we're faced with detours, when we're faced with challenges, there's a tendency to want to just throw up our hands and say, "Well, that can't be right. God doesn't give us detours, does he?" Yeah, he does. Sometimes those detours are to give us a new insights. If you've ever been on a detour, it often takes you onto these little side roads and things that you've never seen before. How many of you have ever seen that the little cartoon movie, Cars? Right? The whole idea is that the superhighways bypass all of this other beauty that you would never have normally seen. And the story is about this little town that got bypassed and almost died away. Because the superhighways, everybody went past it until there was a detour. And it revealed all this about Lightning McQueen, the car, and about who he was, and about what life was all about. Sometimes we need to embrace those detours. We need to look for them, and we need to follow the simple path. And finally, and this is to me the most exciting, detours create adventure. How many of you want to live the boring, predictable life? That all you're going to do is go from point A to point B and back again as fast and as quickly and as uninterestingly as you possibly can. God invites you to see new stories, to invite you to meet new people, to slow down a little bit. Life should not always be about how do we get to point A as fast and as quickly as we can. Sometimes the joy of life is getting there. To get off the beaten path from time to time and experience and to see the little sights, to see those little sidelines as you go along the journey. It invites us to experience new things. One does not discover lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore. Sometimes we have to lose sight of where we're going in order to see the new things that God is trying to do. And so this morning, as you think about your own story, ask yourself, is God trying to interrupt what patterns you have already created? How things will always go? Your desire to control and manipulate events so that they turn out exactly as you want them to turn out? When in fact, God is trying to say, I want your life to be bigger than that. I want it to be more exciting than that. I want it to have more memories at the end than the fact that you got to the grave as fast and as quickly as you possibly could. I want you to have more experiences. I want you to get off the beaten path. I want you to discover more about who you are and about who I am and what you can be and what you could become if we work together. But that means sometimes to go home by a different route. The Magi did what they were asked to do, and then they were asked one more thing, to go home by a different path. This morning, ask yourself, am I on the superhighway going as fast and as quickly to nowhere in particular? Or is God using me in little ways to get off of the path and inviting me to use my gifts and my talents to see new things new people, new opportunities. Christmas is that beginning for us. It's that interruption in our day-to-day life that invites us to be part of something bigger. I invite you to take advantage of this challenge. Let us pray. Father, I give you thanks this morning for interrupting our lives, for the little detours that invite us to something bigger and something more wonderful. We ask, O God, that in our time together, that you would give us the confidence to trust you, to hear your voice, and to follow wherever it leads. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, dear friends, we have an opportunity to continue to experience the best that God has for us by the giving of our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings.